Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. This is Ben Christie here with John Maxson in studio with you. Glad to have you join us. Thanks for taking some time during your weekend to tune in. And John, I don't know, maybe I'm just different. Maybe this never happens to you, but from time to time, I must sleep funny because I wake up and I've got this crazy kind of crick in my neck that feels so bad I can barely turn to one side or the other. And so it feels like the whole neck is locked. And so driving, just a simple task like driving to the store, becomes almost problematic because I got this whole side of my body literally that is almost a blind spot. I can't see anything. And so I share that story because today we're talking blind spots. Now, not necessarily blind spots when it comes to hurting your neck and not able to see your whole left side of the body, but blind spots in retirement. Now, we are going to be talking and giving you guys some resources that we'd like for you to text to get to. And we do ask you not to text while you're driving. That's kind of the public safety announcement this morning. Because I just came across this, I wanted to share this, but nearly 39,000 injuries occur each year from texting. That is a lot. And we got a lot of kids out there that need to hear that lesson as well. But today's blind spots that we're talking about are retirement blind spots. Sometimes it's those areas of retirement that are hidden, kind of like your left side of your body when you've got the crick in the neck, but they're hidden. And if you don't address them, these are things that can come back to negatively impact our retirement later on. So, John, the first blind spot I want to dive into this morning is hidden fees.
Well, there are a lot of hidden fees. We'll talk about hidden fees and investments, which those can be incredibly costly. But, you know, Ben, some of these things are not huge fees or they don't seem like huge fees. But what happens is they add up over time. So if you take things like overdraft charges, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the average U.S. consumer pays over $250 annually on overdraft fees. Now, if you think about that, that adds up quite a bit. $250, probably not a car payment, but that's not chump change either.
No, you're right. Then
you've got ATM fees. This is one that just kills me.
If you got teenagers, you're in trouble with this one.
This one all the time, right? And the average ATM fee, in particular, like if you go to a bank that's not your bank, or your kids do, right? I've got teenagers too, and they take some cash out. There's an average $3.85 per fee. Now, you think about how many times you go to your ATM.
Right.
That really, really starts to add up. Now, I'll tell you, though, the move from those to the investment side, this is where these things can get really, really costly. So you've got variable annuities. Now, we're not going to sit here and say that there's never a case for a variable annuity. We don't say that about any investments. But when you have variable annuities, this is something that a lot of times is very misunderstood in our industry from the perspective of the client and even from the perspective of some advisors in our view, is all of the fees that go into variable annuities. Variable annuities, we've seen them over 4% depending on everything that's added in. You usually have a sub-account of mutual funds essentially. And you'll have a sub-account fee. It's a lot like a expense ratio. If it's a feed a variable annuity, some of them are commissionable up front, some of them are feed on an annual basis. But if it's an annual fee, you've got 1%. And then you've got all these riders that you've got to look for, M&E, mortality and risk expense, and income riders and things. So those things can really, really add up. And then I would piggyback on that to also say that the investment fees that you may be overpaying just in your general portfolio. So for example, if you have a portfolio of mutual funds, you really need to understand not just the management fees, but all those internal costs that are inside of those prospectus that people should read. But in fact, the vast majority of people that I've talked to in my almost 23-year career is that they'll say, well, I never read those things. I can't understand them. Well, there's a lot of fees in those. And so you've got to make sure that you have an appropriate fee structure holistically. If not, that can really rob you of a lot of your return. Plus, it adds to your loss in the down years because those are not waived in the down years.
Yeah, and that's not a thing that you really want to walk into. So, folks, if you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking blind spots. Blind spots when it comes to planning for retirement. And some of these are more common than others, but all these, if we can address them, if we can be intentional and correct them, it helps set us up for retiring and being able to live out our hopes and dreams. And, you know, John, you just talked about the hidden fees, and I do want to give a quick little plug. We've got a new YouTube channel called Retirement Talk. And you and Pete did a segment on hidden fees, and it's actually one of the more popular videos that we've got. I think we've got over 30,000 views, which obviously isn't a lot when you look at all the YouTube channels out there. But we're pretty proud of that one. A lot of folks have commented on that one, and it's got some good information. And if it's something you would like to check out, if you like this show, you like kind of the small format, quick hit educational pointers, check out our YouTube channel. That's our Retirement Talk. Just again, go to YouTube, Retirement Talk. So, John, the next one up here, and you know, we talk about the five pillars of retirement, right? Income planning, investment planning, tax plan, healthcare plan, and estate plan. All those make up a comprehensive retirement game plan. And I've heard you say on more than one occasion that the piece of the pillar that seems like it gets overlooked or is kind of a blind spot, if you will, in retirement, more often than not, is taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really believe this. I believe this is almost like a tax time bomb, if you will. And we're not talking about like trying to save money on your tax return. That's a rearview mirror approach. We're talking about a forward-looking tax plan. And here are just some simple numbers for you to consider. We have a $31.5 trillion debt. Trillion. Not billion. Trillion dollar debt in this country. And it is growing every single day. You've got this myth out there that the top 5% are going to cover that. I will tell you that if you do the math on this, it's pretty ugly. You're not going to be able to just tax the top 5% and pay that tax bill. I am pretty confident the government will pay their bills. And that means you and I as the taxpayers are going to pay that bill. And you know, we had some new tax rules or brackets in place that President Trump put in place. Now, again, whether you like him or not, voted for him or not, these, I believe, give you a massive opportunity right now to do some really good tax planning if you take the time to understand what the available options are. And Ben, that's the big mistake, is people don't take the time to really understand what the options are for them and their family. And there are many.
Yeah. And I think that's because they get overwhelmed and they're not sure exactly where to turn. And along those lines, I just want to pitch a really quick, simple resource that we pulled together several months ago. It's called The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. This is a very simple download. And you can simply go to beaconcm.com/tax guide and get this. And it's going to walk through these 4 simple steps that you can take today. And so, again, don't stand on the sidelines. These are things that you can do. You can continue to educate yourself. I mean, obviously, you're listening to this show for a reason. You want valuable information. This is another extension of that. So would recommend you hop on beaconcm.com/tax guide to take a look at that. And so when it comes to your fees, and you know, we were just talking about hidden fees, your financial advisor, he has a fiduciary duty, a fiduciary responsibility to work with you to create, you know, a personalized plan that's set up just for you that reflects your priorities, that reflects your needs, your goals, all of that. But do you know what you're currently paying your financial advisor? Now, at Beacon Capital, we work to keep our fees low. So imagine if we could save you on the fees that you're paying and still provide you that confidence in retirement that you're looking for.
Yeah, one of the tools, Ben, that we use to help see if you can save money in this area is what we call a free fee analysis. Now, this report is going to show you exactly what you're currently paying in fees and how much money you could potentially save. So, for example, if you have a $1 million portfolio and we could save you 0.5%, think about how substantial that is. And that's year over year, and then the return on that money, keeping more money in your pocket.
And I agree with you, John. It's always worth getting that second opinion. We talk a lot about that, and particularly that second opinion on the fees that you're paying. And you might be surprised at how much, like you said, John, how much you could actually potentially save on this. So get a complimentary fee analysis. Contact us, 615-488-9303. We're here to help walk you through your retirement with confidence. That's 615-488-9303.
Folks, stick around. When we get back, we're going to talk about more of these blind spots that could be really impacting you in your retirement.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson. Today we're talking retirement blind spots. Yep, we're talking those areas in retirement that we want to make sure we aren't overlooking or underestimating, because it can mean the difference in many cases between retiring with hopes and dreams and retiring well and able to live out those hopes and dreams that we have. So far this morning, we've covered two major blind spots. We've looked at hidden fees, which, again, they're hidden because a lot of us aren't paying attention, aren't reading those prospectus just to kind of see what's out there. And in some cases, you have so many investments that it's hard. And so that's where we would encourage you to get a second opinion and have a fee analysis run to see exactly what you are paying. And then, of course, the other is taxes. Taxes are something that are often overlooked. People want to prepare their taxes during tax season, but many folks don't realize the opportunity that's available to them, John, when it comes to having that forward-looking tax plan. So number three on our list this morning of retirement blind spots, those things that can just kind of sit on the outskirts, the outliers that sometimes you're not sure what to do with them, but it's not knowing your retirement number. And this is kind of a mixed bag of tricks here, John, because I think plenty of financial experts, they think and they you know, this is almost wired into people, that especially folks that we talk with, they think they need that $1 million, $2 million, or even more to sustain that lifestyle. My question for you, is there a magical number to shoot for here?
Well, I think there is a pretty accurate number, I would say, for people. I mean, if you live for and work for 30 years or more and you come up with a budget, you know, that's one of the first things that you've got to do, is you've got to have a budget during your working years, and then you need to have a retirement budget. Okay. Mm. So, and depending on a lot of different factors, you've got potentially gaps that are going to have to be bridged, that a lot of calculators are, you know, they're helpful, but they may not give you all of the answers to fill in those gaps. So for example, Social Security, which is something we're going to talk about in this segment as well, Ben, you know, how do you take that, and at what age? And then do you have a pension? Do you not have a pension? If you don't have a pension, that's going to really determine those things, how much of a gap you have in income, and then how much you're going to have to depend on your portfolio. So, you know, for some people, $1 million portfolio, it would be more than enough to sustain them. For some people, it wouldn't even be close to knowing. But having that budget, adjusting your income for inflation, being honest with yourself, I think that's part of this equation as well.
That's a good
like
point.
Really understanding what your spending habits are. And so I've sat down with people who really understand that and have a good grasp on their budget and how much money they want to spend, and then they stick to that budget with, you know, some things that come up once in a while, a trip, or they have to buy a car, or they have an emergency or medical expense or something like that. And then I'll sit down with people periodically that have, you know, $1 million, let's say, and they want to take out $120,000 a year. Now, if you look at the percent that that's drawing out of that portfolio, I would be very concerned about that in a 20 to 30 year working career or in a retirement standpoint. So it's not exactly an exact number as much as it is really understanding what you want, what you need, being honest with yourself, mm-hmm. and then looking at your assets, including Social Security and pensions if you've got them, and your financial or investment assets, if you have rental income or things of that nature, and what you're really going to need to sustain your lifestyle with inflation.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it really doesn't matter if it's 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, or really what that, if you're running these calculations on a retirement calculator, and there's a lot out there, it doesn't really matter what the number is if you don't have the plan, like you're saying, John, to put that, a plan that will cover everything, and that includes a lot of those outliers, like inflation. You know, that's something that, you know, a lot of a lot of folks probably hadn't even really taken into account. And boy, the last several months, you know, we're looking at putting everybody's wanting to add inflation into their budget and planning. And they're having to because just of the sheer cost. So get your free, no obligation retirement income analysis by connecting with us at 615-488-9303, 615-488-9303. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we appreciate you joining us, taking time out of your weekend to take a few minutes to sit with us and talk retirement. And today we're looking at retirement blind spots. And of course, when it comes to planning for retirement, there's some common blind spots. And that's what we're talking about this morning, that if you can correct these blind spots, if you can be intentional and address these, it helps set us up for retiring and being able to live out those hopes and dreams that we all want to. So, John, you mentioned it earlier, but number four on the list is not optimizing Social Security income.
There's so many rules that apply to Social Security. And, you know, again, we've said this over and over and over again, and I would just implore you, if you have not taken Social Security at this point and you're getting close or you're considering retirement, you need to really take a look at all of the rules, how they apply to you. Because here's the deal. Social Security is not an entitlement program. It's an asset between you and your employer. You put in 12.4%. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. 12.4% of your income year over year, every year of your working life was put into Social Security to provide income. And so I want to make sure that I understand all of the options, not just a handful of options that are available to me, so that I can get the most out of that asset that I possibly can. I mean, you wouldn't invest 12.4% a year into your 401k, your entire working career, and say, well, I don't care what I get out of it or how it's invested.
That's right. That's right.
And you don't want to do that with Social Security either.
Well, I feel like there's two things, right? Every person going into retirement needs to consider it, and it doesn't matter where they're out on the spectrum of middle class, uber wealthy, but two things, right? One is Medicare and the other is Social Security. And both of these need to be considered within the context of a full retirement plan and not just taken apart from that, or you're going to miss out. And so number five on the list, John, this morning, it has to do with these longer life expectancies. So, you know, retirement certainly has changed over the years. We've talked about it a lot. And by that, I mean, many folks probably remember when, you know, their parents or their grandparents retired, and they retired with a pension, and they had a plan that was 5, 10, maybe 15 years. And that's certainly changing, because now retirement, for one reason, we don't necessarily have near as many pensions out there as you did. And the length of retirement is changing. It's now 20, 30, 40 plus years sometimes. And people are having to plan to make sure they don't run out of money in that.
Yeah, I mean, and longer life expectancies is both a good and a bad thing. It's good because medical advancements have allowed people to live much longer. I think people are a lot more active today. You know, they don't retire and just kind of sit around reading a book. They're very, very active. You know, I think God's designed our bodies to be active and our minds to be sharp. And so I think that's a very good thing. But, you know, when Social Security started, I think life expectancies were 7 or 8 years. And now people are living 25, 30, 35, 40 years in retirement. Yeah. And so you want to make sure that you're accounting for your income with inflation for, I tell people, as long in your retirement years as you did in your working years. So having a good income plan that not only includes Social Security, but these other things, including life expectancies, is really important.
Absolutely. And if you're not totally confident in your retirement plan, you're listening this morning, you're going, I'm just not quite there. Well, if there is a good to that equation, it's that you're not alone. There's lots of folks that are in that same boat. Unfortunately, the stats show us that only 36% of non-retired adults describe their retirement as on track. So these are folks that are nearing retirement. Only 36% say they feel good about the path that they're on. Now, of course, that doesn't surprise us, because the number one fear out there, particularly among baby boomers, is that they'll run out of money before they run out of life.
Yeah, and you know, Ben, that's a very real and unfortunate fear. And if you don't feel totally confident that you have enough money to last your retirement, you can find out how you can impact that and have a more solid answer. You can give us a call, schedule a free retirement income analysis. And in this retirement income analysis, you're going to get a reflection of your current income plan. Do you even have a current income plan? A projection of your financial longevity. We'll identify potential gaps in your income plan. Plus, give you confidence in your ideal retirement plan, no matter what the market is doing.
Yeah, and the issue here is that without this kind of analysis, and if you don't have to go to us, ask your current financial advisor, if you work with one, to run this, an income analysis for you. But you could find yourself running out of income and being blindsided by what we're experiencing, by inflation, by recession. And we just don't want that for you. That's not something that you've worked hard to earn this money. We don't want you to go backwards in retirement. So get your free, no obligation retirement income analysis by connecting with us at 615-488-9303, 615-488-9303.
Well, on today's show, we're looking at blind spots in retirement that if we can correct, it helps us when setting up for retirement or being retired. Coming up, we're going to talk about more retirement blind spots like the effects of rising healthcare costs and more here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download and it's available by calling 615-488-9303. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here with my friend, wealth and retirement coach, author, speaker, and of course, financial advisor, John Maxson. If you're just tuning in, thank you for taking some time out of your weekend to spend with us. Today, we are talking all about retirement blind spots, those things in retirement that we need to be sure that we're addressing, because it could mean the difference between retiring with worries or retiring well and living out your best life. So far this morning, we've looked at several. We've talked about hidden fees. We've looked at not having a forward-looking tax plan. We've talked about making sure you know your retirement number, and more important than any number is understanding your retirement budget and what your lifestyle is going to look like, what goes into helping prepare for that. Of course, we looked at then not optimizing for Social Security, and that's a big one. Unfortunately, you don't get do-overs anymore with Social Security. You make that decision, and it is final. So you want to make sure you have the right information and that you're not making that decision alone, that decision is being made as a part of your overall retirement plan. And then the last one we looked at last segment was not factoring in living longer. There's all obviously tons of positives with living longer, but you want to make sure you're not running out of money. So the next one, and this is one of those, inflation has come around, and of course, inflation is a big topic that we see. Of course, we talk about it a lot, John, but I feel like healthcare has had its own inflationary numbers for, it feels like almost a decade now.
Yep, it really has. The rising healthcare costs are rising around the world. But here's kind of an interesting statistic. The U.S. accounts for more than 40% of all global healthcare spending. 40%,
wow.
Almost half. And healthcare spending is made up, approximately 5% of the total U.S. GDP in 1960. Okay, that's in 1960. In 2020, that spending hit in the U.S. approximately 20%.
Man.
Of total U.S. GDP.
Yeah, that's
so
significant.
That is very, very significant. And, Ben, there are some really basic factors that contribute to the rise of healthcare costs.
Well, and my guess is one of them, John, is just simply more people.
Yeah.
We're seeing the population continue to grow, particularly when you look at the numbers from 1960 to, like you said, in 2020. I know our numbers have grown. And my other guess would be we've got also an aging population. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, baby boomers have been retiring, and one of the certainly the largest generation that we've seen in a while. What else is on that list when you say top five?
Yeah, you're 100% right. Definitely more people. People are aging. You got the boomers now retiring, 70 million almost in America. There's changes in disease prevalence or incident, increases in how often people use healthcare services. So that can be a good thing.
That's a good point.
Because, for example, going and getting your annual physical, that's very important. And then increases in price and the intensity of services. I mean, healthcare cost, and just for the cost of healthcare, if you go to the doctor, if you've been to the doctor, you've gone and you've gotten prescription drugs or whatever, we all know that those things have gotten tremendously expensive over the last just even several years. So there's a lot of factors to that, but having a healthcare plan or part of your budget is really super important.
Yeah. Would you agree, John, that having a healthcare plan is not a nice to have any longer when it comes to retirement plan? It's a must have.
It's a must have. There's no question about it. It's a must have.
Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, John Maxson, Ben Christie here with you. Thank you for joining us and taking a little time out of your weekend to spend with us. And we are talking about retirement blind spots. These are those common areas. When it comes to retirement, if you ignore them, they can bite you. If you are intentional, you correct them, it can set you up for retiring and really being able to live out your hopes and dreams. So if you have questions about these blind spots or anything that we can do for you, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 615-488-9303. So, John, this next one, and it's funny that it's on our list, but it's one that I think people feel like it's almost a throwaway, but it's so important because it's kind of the key to all this. And, of course, that's not seeking out, spending time finding the right advisor for you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Making sure that you're with an advisor that aligns with your investment philosophies is super important. And, you know, and I'll say this here, Ben, you know, we don't go out and degrade other advisors. There's just way too much of that in our industry. There's good advisors in this industry. And, you know, you should be looking for someone, though, if you're retired, that specializes in retirement. You want to work with a planner that has a process and it's not transaction or, just product based. You know, I've said to people before, you know, income is the number one concern, or outliving your income amongst retirees. And so when I sit down with people and say, well, show me your written income plan.
Yeah.
And I've had very few people in 23 years be able to actually show me a written plan, like a plan. So if one of your concerns or one of your fears is not having enough income, why would you not have a plan for that? Mm-hmm. Why would you not expect your advisor to map out? You can't take every uncertainty and every risk off the table, but by good planning and having things written out, having a map, if you will, you can certainly bring more stability over time and a lot more peace of mind. And so I'm just always really blown away by that people will say, well, I'm retired, I'm concerned about income, but yet they have no plan that they can actually look at and relate to from an advisor that they're working with. If you've got that, that's awesome. If not, you should have it.
Well, another aspect of this, John, when you talk about the right advisor, and one of the things I really enjoy about Beacon Capital Management is the way we approach the financial philosophy. We're not scared to explain to folks, this is what we believe about finance. This is how we're going to set up. And of course, that's going to be customized. But I like the fact that that's the way that we approach the subject with folks. And then they get to determine, does that line up with me or not? No one here is forcing anyone to do anything. We're just explaining them, this is the way we view money. This is what we are trying to do. This is the way that we're going to approach it. And I would even stress to our listeners this morning, make sure you understand the financial philosophy, the financial approach of your current financial advisor, if you're using one, and you want to make sure it lines up with you. I mean, obviously, they're going to be there with you for a long haul. You want to make sure that you guys are on the same page when it comes to your understanding of how you're going to approach finances.
Well, that's right. And it seems like, you know, there's a lot of noise, opinions, and in some cases, bad advice when it comes to planning for retirement. And, you know, the media seems to feed on people's fears, especially during times of volatility in the market where people are nervous. But here's the fact. There really is hope. There's really opportunities if you know where to look. In fact, did you know that certain types of financial products and strategies are designed to actually do better in certain times where the market is unstable?
Yeah, always opportunities. And that's why we would like to invite you to learn more about these opportunities that are available to you in a free educational seminar over lunch or dinner. And our goal with these seminars is to address any concerns that you may have regarding topics like recession, like inflation, risk, taxes. A lot of the stuff that we cover on this show are things that we dig in and go even deeper in these free educational seminars that can help you avoid having these things threaten your retirement. Confidence is, in my opinion, one of the most important things that you can have when it comes to your retirement. And we want you to be confident and we are confident when it comes to a service that we have in our doctors, our dentists, our home repair technicians. We want you to feel that same confidence in your financial plan, particularly as you get closer to approaching retirement age.
Yeah. So what we'd love to do is invite you to join us for a free educational lunch or dinner seminar to learn about steps you can take to feel confident about your retirement. So give us a call, 615-488-9303. You can also text RSVP to that same number, 615-488-9303. And you can also go online at beaconcm.com.
So coming up, more retirement blind spots, like risk you may be impacted, particularly if you aren't looking for them. More here on Beacon Retirement Strategies. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303. Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson. Appreciate you taking time out of your weekend to tune in, spend a little time with us. Today's show is brought to you by Beacon Capital Management with offices in the Cool Springs, Franklin area, Hendersonville, Mount Juliet, and Murfreesboro. This morning, we are talking all about retirement blind spots, those areas in retirement that we can often overlook. And unfortunately, we later regret not addressing them because they can come back and they can bite us or certainly make retirement less enjoyable. And so a big one that we want to address is risk, John. And this is something that is one of those areas that it's a big nasty word for most people. I mean, obviously every investment carries risk, and we're talking about a little more than just the investments that that risk carry here though.
Yeah. I mean, really understanding inflation and if we're in a recession, if we're going into recession, are you properly diversified? You know, you need to take calculated risk because if you can be too conservative, right, and outlive your money just because you're not keeping up with inflation or you're too conservative. We're certainly not advocating that you take more risk than you should. In fact, most people don't understand the risk that they have. They know that they have investments, but they don't understand the risk that they have. And risk can change. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, last year we had rising interest rates. Everybody knows that. The Fed over the last year or so has raised interest rates 10 times. Now there's some talk they may do it once or twice more. They may pause. We don't know for sure. But when you have a rising interest rate environment like that, there are certain asset classes that historically have not done well. And there's some pretty consistent trends in rising interest rates. So that would have put some asset classes last year at more risk based on the environment than others. And so it's not just understanding your profile. You know, are you conservative, moderate, or aggressive? It's also understanding that you can set up the appropriate profile and have the appropriate risk. But if something changes in the economy, you may have to adjust that.
Right.
So there was plenty of areas last year that in our view needed to be adjusted. The question is, did you?
Right.
Did you?
And was your financial advisor reaching out and being proactive and saying, hey, it's time to rebalance. It's time to look at these things. Our asset allocation is a little bit out of whack. We're a little heavier in some areas than we should be. I mean, I think one of the other things that is a great way to even address this question of all the risks that are involved is simply looking at everything we've talked about this morning. So hidden fees. I mean, fees and taxes, we talk about those a lot. And of course, those are the first two items on the list this morning. Those are two areas that will rob you of your retirement, and you may not even see it coming. You get those fees that just can add up. And again, they're kind of in some cases, it's kind of like inflation, which we call the silent killer. But those fees can just can rob you before you know it, because it feels like only a percentage of point here, an extra little point there. But those add up, particularly when you start looking at your total investments, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you add Social Security, life expectancies, the rising cost of healthcare, all these things we talked about, not having the right advisor. All that's super important. But I'll tell you, Ben, that the big one here that I want to talk about before we end today, the ninth kind of hidden fee or risk, if you will, is just procrastination.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
this is a big one. You know, I believe that folks that tune into our show or today would agree that retirement and wealth planning is extremely important, or they wouldn't be listening to the show. I mean, everybody would agree with that, right? There's this verse in Ecclesiastes I love. That's Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, "Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap." You know, there's lots of different reasons that people don't take action or they don't get information, right? In fact, you can get too much information. And then there's the lack of understanding. You know, one of the things, the disservices that I think in general that our industry sometimes has done to consumer, is we tend to overcomplicate things. And then there's a lack of understanding, you know. And we don't want it to be overcomplicated. We want it to be simple. We want to really understand and have our clients understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. Some people feel like, well, I don't have enough money for wealth planning. I can't afford it. You can't afford not to do it.
That's right.
Right? You really cannot afford to not do it. So the question becomes, what's the best way to get started? Is there a simple sort of baby step, if you will, that somebody can take on a path of developing a retirement game plan? And Ben, the answer is absolutely.
Well, and I would just throw out a book that you and Pete wrote here a while back that I know we've had lots of folks tell us that it was a great way to get a simple, to get their head around the complexities of retirement. And I think what you guys do so well is you take some of these complex areas and you break them down and make them a little more simple. And so even this morning, you can always go on Amazon, but the book is Money Enough for Life. We'd like to give you a copy for free. So text the word book, B-O-O-K, to our number. That's 615-488-9303. And we'd love to get a copy of that book in hand, because I think that is one step that you can make when we talk about baby stepping into retirement. It's having, like you said, John, an understanding of some of the principles that make up retirement and what it really is.
That's right. And if you're worried about risk or market volatility, inflation, or an impending recession, if that gives you concern that your retirement is at risk, do you know how much risk you have right now? Can your portfolio withstand what's going on? If you aren't confident that your portfolio could weather the storm, no, you don't have to tackle that on your own. You need to be certain you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything. So at Beacon Capital Management, we like to offer a free risk analysis. This is a comprehensive, complimentary checkup that's going to help you discover things like how your portfolio is performing in the current market and how much risk you're taking on. How could that risk affect your future? Plus, taxes and fees, we'll do an analysis on that, and it's all included for free.
And even if you already have someone managing your portfolio, we're not saying switch financial advisors. We're offering you a second opinion. And in some cases, this helps you go back to your financial advisor and add some more fuel to the fire to figure out some other areas. But that's the advantage of having a second opinion. And so that's why we'd like to offer you this free risk analysis as that second opinion. And here's how it works. It's quite simple. We meet with you, we gather some basic information, and then we run some reports and we go back to you and we sit down and look through the findings and the information. We do all the heavy lifting. You get the information at no cost, no obligation. We try to make it very simple for you.
Yeah, that's right. So give us a call for your free risk analysis. Reach out to us today, 615-488-9303. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
All right. Well, that's it. It's our show for today. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Our time is up. We hope we've reminded you of some of these blind spots in retirement that you can watch for and hopefully address so they don't rob you of a healthy retirement. You can call us anytime at our number, 615-488-9303, or feel free to visit us online. That's beaconcm.com, beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. Let us know how we can serve you. Of course, our desire is to help you retire well. Well, until next week, this has been Christy and John Maxson signing off. Thanks again for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.